about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision, landmark Supreme Court decision that ruled that a woman has a right to an abortion, all right, celebrates his 40th, I guess, anniversary. And a recent poll has shown that 54% of adults in the United States say that abortion should be legal. Apparently, this is the first time since 2003 that the majority of Americans said that abortion shouldn't be illegal, but it should be illegal. The poll also found that 7 out of 10 people oppose, though, the landmark decision and wants it to be overturned. So that's kind of interesting. So we have 54% of adults who say abortion should be legal, yet 70% of people are opposed to Roe versus Wade, and things that should be overturned. So I'm a little confused by that. All right. They say this is the first time since the question was asked since 2003, where now the majority of Americans, according to this poll, believe that abortion should be legal. The poll was conducted by NBC News, Wall Street Journal, by Republican pollster Bill McIntyre and Democratic pollster Peter Hart. Mr. McIntyre says he believes the controversial remarks on abortion and rape by two Republican state candidates, Senate candidates, as well as fierce debate on contraception helped pave the way to shift people's views on the subject. All right. I guess the poll results come on the day of the 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. It established a woman's constitutional right to an abortion, at least while in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. A total of 70% of those polled say, okay, I see. So that was a typo. All right, that makes sense. Because in this sentence, it's saying 70% of those polled do not want Roe versus Wade overturned. That makes a heck of a lot more sense to me, because I haven't heard that anybody wants to overturn it. I hear that everybody's celebrating Roe versus Wade. People are happy. You know, what's so kind of interesting, though, is not a lot of people are putting their, you know, money where their mouth is. Okay? You know, whether abortion is legal or not, the issue, that's not the issue that we're dealing with as Obamacare unravels. Okay, the issue, and as we have a Democratic administration right now, the issue that's unraveling is, and what's, you know, been facing us is Planned Parenthood funding and funding for abortions. And if health care is given to all, will it pay for abortions? Now, I understand that in the writing, supposedly, Obamacare is not supposed to pay specifically for an abortion. Okay, that's what I'm understanding. All right, I don't know how long that would last. But where I notice a lot of the controversy lies, you know, a lot of people polled, you know, they're pro-choice. Pro-choice has always outnumbered pro-life. It always has. But what's very interesting is then when you actually ask a pro-choicer, all right, well, you know, how do you feel about funding the abortion? I mean, should taxpaying dollars go to an abortion? Oh, well, no, of course not. You know, I believe in a woman's right to choose, but it's still a life. I told you this is what happened in medical school. There was a track that some of us could take to learn how to perform abortions. Now, I, with the exception of, you know, rape and incest, et cetera, I've always thought the fetus and the first heartbeat, it's a life to me. It's a life. And so I would never want to perform any medical act that would end that life. You know, you see the heartbeat, you see the fetus form, you know what it could come into. So everybody knew I was going to decline. That's fine. But nobody else signed up either. But I'm like, but wait a second. You know, I know a lot of you guys are very politically pro-choice, and I understand that, and honoring that as well. I understand that. But, okay, well, if you're pro-choice, somebody's got to sign up. No, nobody wanted to sign up. I'm like, but I don't understand. If you're pro-choice, why don't you want to sign up? Well, because most of my students or the students that were around that sign up board said, but it's a life. You know, I have no problem with Roe versus Wade, they said, but it's a life. And I didn't go into medicine to end a life. So what we've learned about the whole abortion debate is it isn't black and white like this. It isn't you're pro-choice or pro-life. It isn't that you think it's a life, you don't think it's a life. And if you're pro-choice, you don't think it's a life. There's a lot of pro-choicers that think an infant is a life. And they have no intention of putting any of their taxpaying dollars to that. But they feel a woman has a right to choose over her own body. Right? Just like there's many pro-lifers that think that is a life. But they want the government completely out of a woman's uterus, so to speak. So as you can see, you know, a random poll here saying majority of Americans want abortion to be legal. There's a lot of people that could say, absolutely, I'm for Roe versus Wade. Yeah, fine, abortion being legal. Don't throw women who are pregnant, who don't want the pregnancy, in jail. All right, that's fine. But that's not what's helping the current situation that we have right now. Okay, we already have to pay for people's birth control. Now through Obamacare, birth control is covered. And for those people that go, oh, no, we're really not paying for it. Well, yes, we are. You know, each time insurance declines, things that used to be covered on insurance, they're using that to cover their losses on the birth control or the lack of copay. Now that women don't have to pay a copay for their birth control, insurance companies are going to take it out of the back end. And it's going to affect most of us middle-aged, older Americans that aren't using the birth control, that want an upper endoscopy or a breast biopsy, etc. Now we have to pay more for that because the insurance companies are going to balance their books. So if they don't make $20 on one patient, you're going to have to pay the extra $20. They're not just going to follow Obamacare and say, we're going to take the loss. Oh, hell no. What they're going to do is they're going to follow the guidelines, whatever guidelines Sebelius ends up coming up with, and they probably won't cover much of anything past that. So, you know, as we observe the Roe versus Wade 40th anniversary, and, you know, we hear people make their stand on how they think abortion is legal, that's great, all right, but what happens when the subject comes up of it getting paid for? If we're promising health care to everybody, all right, and we're promising, and that's where we're going to go. We are going to be going towards socialized medicine, whether we like it or not. That's where government's going to go with this. All right? But if that's where we're going to go, the subject of paying for these abortions is going to come up. And it's going to be very interesting to see what the poll numbers show then. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Lawrence writes, Doctor, I cannot get up in the mornings. I'm always dragging. I can't stand coffee, so I drink soda to wake me up. I'm slightly overweight, so I need to find a substitute for the soda. What do you recommend to get our day started? Oh, I hear ya. I was like that, too. I mean, you know, the alarm. Well, actually, my kids get up before me. And they, it used to be I was the first one up. But since now I'm the last one to go to bed, I'm asleep. And they come in, and they start to fight. And then, of course, because they're there, the cats jump on the bed. My husband could sleep through it, but I don't. And then, of course, you know, the cats want to eat, so they smack you in the face. And then I end up getting up about maybe 10, 15 minutes earlier than I want to. And it's frustrating because you are dragging, and you're like, just a few minutes more sleep. I get that. You know, right now, if you told me I could just go and take a nap, and I don't have to go into my clinic for the next couple hours, I am there. I'm tired. All right. So what do you do to get up out of bed? Well, and again, you know, look at what's going on the night before. Okay. I mean, if you went to bed at midnight and your alarm is, you know, ringing at 5 a.m., you know, you'd be drinking liters and liters of soda. It's not healthy. Okay. You need to get that 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep. Okay, and avoid alcohol the night before. Some of you are taking sleeping pills. Some of you take sleeping pills. You take Ambien. You think, well, Ambien, I'm supposed to be up in the morning and good to go. You could, why am I yawning now? Yes, you could get, you are, with that medication, more inclined to be able to jump up out of bed and start rocking your day. But still, it's sedating. So taking some Ambien or Zolpidem or Sonat or Lunest, etc., can still make you drag the next day. A lot of you take Benadryl. Or over-the-counter sleeping aids like Tylenol PM, that has Benadryl, you're going to drag the next day. All right, so let's just assume you're not taking a medication that fatigues you. Now, you know, many of you, you do go to the coffee, drinking coffee. I know my husband does. You know, he's dragging. I got to get my coffee. All right, fine. You know, that works. I mean, coffee's not bad and healthy as long as you don't have, you know, coffee has been actually found to, you know, prevent against cancer and, you know, help with dementia, et cetera. So as long as you don't have high blood pressure and, you know, you don't overdo it with the caffeine, I'm fine with the coffee. I think that's fine. But I'm with you, Lawrence. I don't like coffee either. And sometimes, I mean, I used to. I don't do it now because I'm watching my weight. But, you know, I used to, take a little bit of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola would wake me up. Brad Pitt last year admitted that that's what he gives his kids to get them up in the morning. He gives them all some Coca-Cola to wake them up. It works. It really does work. But again, it's not healthy. It's not good for your teeth. It's not good for your sugar, etc. So, you know, one recommendation that we always have is when you do need to crawl out of bed, that's the worst part. A lot of times once you guys are up, you're up. You eat something for breakfast. Maybe you start to exercise a little bit. You throw on the news, etc. But it's that deciding to get out of bed. That's the hard part because many of you will hit the snooze button. You won't even realize you hit the snooze button. We were talking about the REM sleep. REM type and the non-REM sleep. You got the four stages of non-REM. That's where you think you're falling asleep in the beginning, and then maybe you do start to fall asleep, but it's light. You could be easily awoken, etc. But that's also a stage of sleep where you could be doing things that you don't realize, like hitting the snooze button and doing that 5-6 times until all of a sudden you look and you go, oh my gosh, 8:10. I was supposed to be at the office 10 minutes ago, but you kept hitting the snooze. That non-REM seems to expand when you age, when you drink alcohol, whereas your REM sleep is the nice deep sleep where that type of stuff shouldn't be happening. But many of us are in REM when we're woken up, so we're like, huh, what, huh? All right, I know, I've been there. So one recommendation that we always make is have your alarm clock across the room. So you have to actually get up and get out of bed. Now, I don't do that. My alarm clock is right there, so all I have to do is roll over and smack it. Now, I don't have it by my husband's side because he sleeps through the alarm clock. So the alarm clock is going, duh, 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 right? And it's doing that. And my husband does nothing. And then, I mean, it works for me because then I have to get up and I have to go all the way around to shut it off. But sometimes he forgets to shut it off on the weekend. And it's on the weekend. And then once I'm up, I'm up. So I get control of the alarm clock. But for those of you that don't have a wife, that'll wake you up. Then put the alarm clock across the room. Go, like if you have to go near the bathroom, et cetera. Don't electrocute yourself, of course. You know, depending on where you put the alarm clock. But you got to get up. You got to walk over to the alarm clock. Now, another thing, too, is that I think helps is don't have the alarm clock that, you know, nasty sound. Music helps regenerate you. Music helps get you going. Now, I don't know if they have these iPhone alarm clocks where you could actually program the music to wake you up. You know, the reason why I don't have, you know how you could choose alarm or you could choose radio on your alarm clock? The reason why I don't choose radio is because sometimes if the station doesn't have their marked breaks as predictable, like mine are, I mean, you always know when I go on break, 15 to the 18, et cetera, many times you will wake up to just talk. And so if there's a commercial or if the DJ's just talking and you're not getting that music in, you're not going to wake up to it. So I still think you should just do the alarm. But once you're up, quickly get some music going. Music, but it's got to be music you like. Nothing that's going to put you to sleep. It's got to be, you know, the music that just pumps you up. You know, some rock, heavy metal, something. I want to rock. You know, something that just gets you going. I don't care if it's old or from the 80s. Whatever got you going in the 80s, fine. It'll get you going today in 2013. All right. They always say, go pee. get up and go to the bathroom. A lot of us go, I can hold it till I wake up. When you get up to go to the bathroom, a lot of times you're up. All right. Many times we don't want to get out of bed because we're cold. You're in your covers. Your 98.6 body temperature has warmed up that comforter. You shake off the comforter. It's cold. So you don't want to get out of bed. Well, then make sure it's warm where you are, or make sure you have a nice robe that you could jump right into. All right. That wouldn't hurt. You know, I wish there was something we could do that's fire safe, where you have one of those heating blankets that you could turn on, 10 minutes before you wake up. So you could then immediately put on that robe that has that heating blanket. That would be nice. Get the lights on. When you get up, even if there's enough light coming into the room, put those lights on. Go to the window shades and open them up. Get some fresh air. That'll also wake you up. I know some of you are like, oh, come on, really? Think about it. When you wake up, if you're just in the same stale air and then you go pee, you may just want to go right back to bed. But if you have to actually take that extra step to go to your windows, open them up, throw open the shutters, get the breeze in, even if it's a little cold, it's going to wake you up. Right? I can't tell you how many roommates of mine, that's what they would do to wake up. I'm like, why is the window open? It's freezing. Well, that's how they woke up. They'd stand in front of the window. Look, a lot of people do that. I never did because I don't like being cold. Okay? Somebody said if you feel tired, start to read. Oh, wait a second. Oh, no. Don't read. I don't like that. Don't read. I think your eyes are strained. I would never read. But a lot of us will turn on the computer and check our email. Wakes you up. I do. I wake up, I pee, I brush my teeth, and then I go and I check my mail messages. Once my mail messages are up, I'm awake. Let me see here. What else do they recommend? Wiki.how or WikiHow also recommends opening the windows. They say make your bed for the next night. Okay, that's not a bad idea. Okay, you get up out of bed, go back to your bed and make it so you're ready for the next night. For those of you that don't wash your sheets and blankets every day. You can start brushing your hair. A big thing for me is I just jump right into the shower. I love my hot showers. So I turn on the shower, I jump into the hot shower. After I check my email, by the time I'm out of the shower, I'm up. Even if I didn't get a good night's sleep, those showers rock. It's interesting. I use a hot shower in the morning to wake myself up. I use the same hot shower to put myself to sleep at night. I take about 2-3 showers a day. I just use it to wake me up or to put myself to sleep. I know we're not supposed to waste water. I get that. Right? Another thing they said is just start putting on your clothes. All right, a lot of us will take a shower or we'll be in the robe or we'll be in our pajamas and we'll just, sit in front of the computer in our pajamas. You know, my recommendation is get dressed. Once you're dressed, even if you have jewelry, your watch on, get dressed. It's harder to just kind of sink back into that chair. And then, of course, brushing your teeth can always wake you up, too. But I honestly, you got to stay away from the soda. You have to. And then eat a good protein breakfast. As long as you don't have kidney disease, a breakfast rich in protein is going to wake you up. My problem with a lot of these breakfast cereals is I burn through it in about 20, 30 minutes. I'm hungry in the next hour or two. So a nice protein-type breakfast. Okay. I couldn't tell if the music was coming on or not. All right. When we come back, we're going to hit more medical news. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. 1-877-DOC-CALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dried Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on Freeze-Dried Foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Now, it looks like the New York City soda size limit is still being fought, and actual opponents of this have now increased to the Hispanic Federation and the NAACP's New York State branch. Apparently, both the NAACP's New York State branch and the Hispanic Federation have joined beverage makers and sellers in trying to stop the rule from taking effect March 12th. There's going to be a hearing set today, and I guess critics are attacking what they call inconsistent and undemocratic regulation. Yet city officials and health experts think it's a proper move to fight obesity. Now, remember, as of March 12th, I believe soda sizes cannot be greater than 16 ounces. I believe it's also being extended to tubs of popcorn. All right? Now, they say the issue is complex, according to Fox News, for the minority advocates, especially given obesity rates are higher among blacks and Hispanics, according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control. But the group say in court papers they're concerned about discrepancy. And they think the soda rule will unduly harm minority businesses from freedom of choice in low-income communities. I told you a long time ago that this was going to hurt business. You know, I mean, no matter how many people agree with Michelle Obama's agenda to help fight obesity, I think both sides agree that we need to fight obesity. Once you start to touch private enterprise, and once government tries to limit capitalism, you're going to have people on both sides complain. All right, the latest in a line of healthy eating initiatives during Mayor Michael Bloomberg's administration, this beverage rules bars restaurants and many other eateries from selling high-sugar drinks in cups or containers bigger than 16 ounces. Violations could bring $200 fines, but the city doesn't plan on starting imposing those until June. Now, the Board of Health had okayed this measure in September. Officials had cited that the rising obesity rate, 24% of adults, up from 18% in 2002, not to mention sugary drinks lead to weight gain. And we know that. We know soda pop is the evil. Absolutely. I mean, a 200-calorie soda does not equal a 200-calorie salad. All right? But people think it does, and they gain weight. Those people watching their calories don't understand why they're gaining weight. It's the soda. All right, so of course the city says it would be irresponsible for the health board not to act in the face of an epidemic of this proportion. Really? I mean, soda sizes? Okay, soda is 1/1,000,000th of the obesity problem. Okay, what are they next going to do? Limit Facebook? People sitting on Facebook at night? Are they going to limit television? People not able to sit and watch television? Are they going to take away the sofa? Are they going to take away the lazy boy? I mean, I would say the sofa in front of the living room. I would say the living room has probably been, it probably is more guilty of causing obesity than a 16-ounce plus size cup. I blame the living room. So what are they going to do, ban living rooms? Opponents portray the regulation as government nagging that turns sugary drinks into a scapegoat when many factors are at play in the nation's growing girth. I got to agree with that. Now, the American Beverage Association and other groups like movie theater owners, Korean grocers have already sued. They argue that its first-of-a-kind restriction should have gone before elected city council instead of being approved by Bloomberg's appointed health board. Yeah, these were all Bloomberg appointees. So, of course, they ratified it. They were like, fine by us, absolutely. All right? Five city council members echo that view in a court filing, saying the council is the proper forum for balancing the city's myriad of interests and matters of public health. I agree with that. I mean, they should have gone to a vote. Now, I know some of you go, I don't get it. It's a big gulp. It's a big drink. Now, keep in mind, 7-Eleven, right, that has the big gulp, convenience stores, I think supermarkets are excluded, unsweetened juices, alcohol, milk-based drinks, those are excluded. All right? But the reason why we do have to care is, I mean, like, for example, when I go to the movie theaters, I don't like to buy four $2.50 sodas. I think it's ridiculous to do that. So I'll just buy one, right, if I can't sneak in water, because I usually like my kids to drink water. But I'll buy one, like a lemonade, etc., and, you know, we'll share it. All right? Because I think $2.50 or $3, oh, no, actually, it's $4.50 per drink now. $4.50. So I buy one, let the kid share it, rather than buying individual smaller $2.50 sizes. So to me, it's an economic thing. I haven't told you all that. Anyway, the NAACP and the Hispanic Federation, a network of 100 Northeastern groups, say minority-owned delis and corner stores will end up at a disadvantage compared to grocery chains. They say the sweeping regulation will no doubt burden and disproportionately impact minority-owned businesses at a time when these businesses can least afford it. Thank you. That's what I've been saying. They say the city should focus instead on increasing physical education in schools. Thank you. Go NAACP and Hispanic Federation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. During Bloomberg's 11-year tenure, the city has also made chain restaurants post calorie counts on their menus and barred artificial trans fats and french fries and other restaurant food. Okay, so basically, I don't want to, you know, hash this out too much longer. But again, you have a government that decides on a self-appointed board, right, following Bloomberg's agenda to go ahead and pass this. Now small stores are going to be hurt. Right. And once government decides to encroach on capitalism, especially for something that really won't solve the obesity problem, you're going to have adversaries to it. You're going to have opponents. You know, I mean, and what's next? Okay, does Mayor Bloomberg really want to stop obesity? If he really wants to stop obesity, then, okay, well, then we got to ban hamburgers. We probably have to ban French fries. We have to probably ban chicken fingers. We probably have to ban that yummy, drippy, greasy pizza that we could always count on getting in New York City. What has more calories? A couple slices of pie, right? Sicilian style. Oh, gosh, that's yummy. Or a 16-ounce soda. What's he doing here? I mean, if you want to combat obesity, then you're going to have to do it right. And we're saying, no. He doesn't want to block everything, okay? He wants to just block soda sizes. It's ridiculous, all right? You know, yes, it'll probably help his political career, saying he made this one step and was the first mayor to do that. But to the rest of us, we're like, huh? And I agree, go to the schools. The big problem I have is when we do PE, okay? Now, albeit it was fun, we learned how to play football. Okay, football's great. I love football. I loved football. And that was when girls could learn, all right? They made us do flag football, but still. Volleyball, nice. Softball, great, all right? But it's fun, but it doesn't teach these kids how to exercise throughout life. Why don't some of the physical education programs promote hiking? Why don't they teach working out with treadmills or working out with bicycles? Why don't they teach weightlifting? Moderate, obviously. Because when that kid leaves high school, some high schools only require 1 year of physical education. Some high schools require two. All right? Once they finish high school PE, many of them don't work out unless they're on a team sport. I can't tell you how many of my middle-aged women, they're overweight. I tell them they got to start exercising, but I'll ask them, I go, when was your last workout? When was the last time you exercised? And they'll say sophomore year high school. So just because PE ends doesn't mean you don't have to exercise, but that's what a lot of us think. Now, me, I always liked running, so I kept running. I was running since I was 13 years old. So when PE stopped, I don't care. I still exercised. I always did. I knew my body needed it, etc. But a lot of these kids, remember, they're going through puberty, especially the boys. They're still growing tall. So they're thin. Their metabolism is at its highest, and they don't work out. So now you have a bunch of 30, 40-year-olds that go, all right, well, I guess I got to, you know, look at going to the gym now, and it seems foreign. This should be ingrained. Our bodies should be so used to exercising where it's just a part of the daily routine, all right? And if we have to force 2 more years of PE, then fine. But look at it as a going to the gym type of class, where we teach people to exercise and things they could do, whether it be Pilates, whether it be P90X, I don't care. Just something that they could do as adults. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, many of us, we suffer from bunions, you know, where part of the toes start to turn in, and that we kind of call it you have your PIP of your big metatarsal head. All right. Well, I don't want to call it a metatarsal head, but it's that big joint that usually gets inflamed with gout, right? That's the one that we like to kind of get rid of sometimes, and many of us will opt to have bunion surgery to get those corrected. Well, it looks like young people are now weighing in to have surgery to take care of their painful bunions as well. 23% of adult Americans suffer from bunions, including more than two-thirds of people over the age of 65. Half of women get bunions, and women are 9 times as likely as men to have the problem, probably because of the types of shoes that we wear, right? Those little closed-toe shoes. I mean, me, I like to wear tennis shoes to work, not very sexy, you know, but it's just, I just don't want to get the bunions. I got flat feet. I don't need the bunions, all right? But some doctors say the growing popularity of high heels and pointy-toed shoes, including among young women, are increasing bunions. All right. Now, of course, bunions don't form in everybody. Sometimes it's genetics. Sometimes it also depends on your motion and the pressure and the ill-fitting shoes, etc. But doctors usually recommend more, more conservative measures like padding in shoes, orthotic insoles, making sure you're not smashing your toes into a small, narrow area of the shoe. But you have some people that say that they're gonna that they're just gonna get it cut off, and actually there's a market for that now. So basically, who gets credit for this. There's Gary Pinchy, the surgical podiatrist at the Institute for Foot and Ankle Reconstruction. He explains that the foot contains 5 tarsal bones, one each behind the toes. In a healthy foot, those bones are roughly parallel, but with the bunion, that metatarsal pharyngeal becomes malaligned, causes enlargement of that bone or tissue around the bump because of the physical forces. When you have an arthritic toe, if you have an arthritic back, if you have an arthritic hip, you start to grow more bone. And it's not bone that you want. It's bone that's kind of grindy and, you know, a little bit more haphazard. And it gets painful because you always have inflammation in that area. So anyway, there is a type of osteotomy that they could do that ends up cutting the front portion of the first metatarsal in a V-shape, moving the bone, holds the sections together with a fixation device and screws, and voila, the foot appears normal and hopefully has less pain. So for those of you suffering from bunions, that may be something that you may want to consider. But please, again, conservative measures first. All right. In the news this week, there was a petition to reclassify marijuana from its current status in the U.S. All right. But unfortunately, it was rejected. All right. And federal appeals court did not feel there was an accepted medical use. The petition was submitted by several individuals and 3 medical marijuana groups to change marijuana's classification from a dangerous drug to a non-dangerous one. Tuesday's appeals court ruling came a few months after Colorado and Washington State had legalized in this last election marijuana for recreational use. In his majority opinion Tuesday, Judge Harry Edwards noted that the issue wasn't whether marijuana may have some medical benefits, but whether the DEA's decision to reject the petition was arbitrary and capricious. Appeals court concluded this was not the case. All right, so basically this was the case looking at the DEA and if they were allowed to throw out the recommendation or not. You know, I mean, do I think marijuana has some medicinal qualities? Of course I do. Of course I do. All right. Do I think it should be out there for minors to get a hold of and for anybody to get a hold of and then get behind a wheel? No, I don't. You know, do I like the idea of police not having to waste their time on marijuana busts, small marijuana busts, marijuana possession, you know, so they could deal with other more heinous crimes? Absolutely. I would rather police do that, you know. So the whole legalization of marijuana thing, I'm kind of, you know, torn on. But my problem is we don't know enough about it. We don't study it enough. We know that people for years that take it seem to be more relaxed. They don't seem to be on as many medications as my patients who don't smoke pot on. I got to admit, you know, my marijuana smoking patients, more relaxed, less blood pressure issues, less anxiety issues, less sleep issues. They're relaxed, you know. Do we have memory problems? Yes. Do they have respiratory problems? Yes. Do we have issues with them and the reflexes when they get behind the wheel? Yes. So that's what makes the situation so concerning. Now people say, yeah, well, you know, we allow alcohol. It's dangerous to drink alcohol and get behind the wheel, but alcohol is legal. Yeah, but you could also test drivers. All right? How do you test somebody who smoked marijuana if they're impaired? marijuana could be in your system up until a month. Which is also why I strongly urge people to be very careful, those of you on medical marijuana. Because if you do get drug tested, and you had smoked your medical marijuana 3 weeks ago, that could be in your system and then used against you in this type of setting. Until they come up with a way to find some acute levels of marijuana, no, we can't okay it, especially with driving. Like some people who drink one glass of wine and get behind a wheel. They say, yeah, but it was only one glass. Sometimes they pass the breathalyzer, sometimes they don't. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. An internal Johnson & Johnson analysis reveals that the company believed that an all-metal hip implant would fail within 5 years in nearly 40% of patients who received the device. Okay, we're seeing huge recalls on these metal-on-metal hip implants. Now it looks like an internal review of Johnson & Johnson finds that they did believe it would fail within 5 years. The company recalled the articular surface replacement in the mid-2010. The analysis was conducted in 2011 but never released, according to newly disclosed court documents. At the same time it was conducting the analysis, Johnson & Johnson was publicly, according to Drugs.com, playing down a British implants registry similar findings about the hip implant's early failure rate. The analysis also indicates that the device is likely to fail prematurely over the next few years and thousands more patients in addition to those who have already undergone surgery to replace it. So apparently there's at least 10,000 lawsuits over the all-metal hip implant. Can you imagine going through a hip replacement, going through all that? From what I understand, it is excruciating. Going through the physical therapy, going through the cost of the surgery just to have an implant that has to be recalled and you to go through it again. All right. We all love the research chimps and what they do and their contribution to science. They say all but 50 of hundreds of chimpanzees used for U.S. government-funded research, it's being urged that they should be retired from labs and sent to a sanctuary. The National Institute of Health Committee has called for major cuts in grants to study chimps and laboratories and said there should be no return to breeding chimps for research. But like I said, I really think all of them out there for all the research that we have been able to, all our progresses and successes, progression in medical science. I like the chimps. I really appreciate everything they've done with them. The recommendations were approved Tuesday by the NIH Council of Councils Working Group. Statement released by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals said, at last, our federal government understands a chimpanzee should no more live in a laboratory than a human should live in a phone booth. The freed chimps will be sent to Chimp Haven Sanctuary in Louisiana. Sanctuary officials said 9 chimps have arrived, 7 or more expected. 95 will arrive. Chimp Haven. I would love to see some pictures of that. Oh, I mean, that sounds fun. That sounds more fun than, you know, where I live. 1-877-DOCDALIA. There's now a study going on looking at 3,000 golden retrievers because they want to look at how to prevent cancer in dogs. They are purebred golden retrievers. They are following them from 10 to 14 years for their genetic, nutritional, environmental risk factors. Now, cancer is, from what I understand, the leading cause of death in older dogs. Younger dogs, accidents, getting run over, etc. All right? And so the Golden Retriever Lifetime Study is what it's called. It's going to be the longest and largest study conducted in dogs. We'll look at 3 types of cancer, bone cancer, lymphoma, and hemangiosarcoma, which is a blood vessel cancer. All right, and then it'll also hopefully look at arthritis, hormonal problems, epilepsy, hip dysplasia, also diabetes. I'm tired of these dogs getting diabetes. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you all tomorrow. Be safe and God bless.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.